This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado School of Mines has unveiled what it calls the nation's largest fleet of autonomous electric shuttles. These self-driving mine rover shuttles can run on battery life for almost a full school day. They hold 6 people each and are nearly silent. The project is part of a pilot program by EasyMile, a Denver-based company that develops self-driving vehicles and artificial intelligence. The 9-vehicle fleet will begin to roll out this fall. An arbitrator has ruled in favor of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic in a contract dispute with its musicians. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo with the latest update.
The ruling found the management of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic did not unjustly cancel its contract with the musicians' union last year. Officials said at the time that they needed to cancel it due to the unforeseen nature of the pandemic. Now, both sides will have to return to the mediation table in mid-August to try and find common ground on a new contract before musicians will play again. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz is stepping down after 15 years in the role. The company's chief marketing officer, Kristen Lynch, will take over on November 1st. The company, based in Broomfield, announced the changes in a statement yesterday. Katz will stay on as executive chairperson of the board of directors. This is CPR News and KRCC. You can come to CPR.org to read those stories and updates about the closure at I-70, what schools are doing about masks, and the latest in politics. Again, that's CPR.org. Denver is at 73 degrees and fair right now. The high today will be 95 with lots of smoke in the area. Stay safe, stay tuned. This is CPR and KRCC.